when you break up with someone, there can be a lot of feelings, obviously, but there can also be some residual tragedies that happen. In that, you're like, dang it, my favorite sweatshirt's still over at his house.
Oh, no, you got to get that back. Or
something more expensive, like, oh, I think I left my favorite earrings there.
Oh, yeah. No, you got to get that back, too.
Yeah. It's like, So Jessica Simpson reminded everyone that she dated Tony Romo. So Tony Romo, he's a former quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. Now he's a sports commentator. He dated Jessica from 2007 to 2009. Okay.
Okay.
So during this concert, Jessica reminded everyone when she said,
a couple weeks ago, my mom got a phone call and he's like, I'm selling the boat.
Okay. So she says to the crowd,
I'm selling the boat?
Yes.
Okay.
She says, my mom got a phone call from Tony, her ex, and said, I'm selling the boat. Now, these are obviously rich people problems, but here we go.
Sure. So Jessica bought him a boat.
And my mom's like, okay, and?
Yeah, she's like, why do you need to tell me?
Great.
And he's like, well, Jessica's name is still on the title.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Jessica did buy him a boat.
Yes.
And her name was on the title.
So she's got to sign off on the sale of it.
Yes.
Then I get paperwork and have to sign over this boat.
Yeah, so she had given him a boat when they dated.
That's a really nice gift.
It is a very nice gift. And so he's had this boat since 2000, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, something like that. And
has he been enjoying Jessica's boat?
Perhaps.
All these years?
But now he's wanting to sell it and he can't do it because his name's not on the title to sell, right?
Okay.
And guess what he gave me as a thank you?
Okay. So he's like, hey, thanks for signing it over. Appreciate
I'll give you
that.
A little thank you gift, a little breakup gift, if you will.
Yeah, if you will.
All these years later.
Here it is.
Plastic cups. Wow. I'm glad we didn't work out.
Yeah. So,
wait. And how much did the boat cost?
The boat was, what was it, a $100,000 boat, something like that? Yeah, it was a $100,000 speedboat she had bought for his birthday. And so
he's like, hey, here's some cups. Thanks for signing over the paperwork so I can sell your $100,000 gift you gave me.
Yeah, so I don't know what the significance of plastic cups are in this story. This is just what Jessica said to this audience in Pittsburgh.
Maybe it was like a little inside joke that she absolutely forgets because it sounds like she doesn't remember or know the significance if they had significance.
Yeah, or it was, yeah, you're right. I'm sure it has some sort of significance that meant something back then.
Right. But that feels random.
It right does. Now. Like plastic cups. Hey, thanks for the boat. Here's some plastic cups.
Yeah.
Like, are they Red Solo cups?
Right.
Were they, who is the singer that sang Red Solo Cup? Was that Toby Keith?
Yeah, Toby Keith.
Maybe they were a big fan of Toby Keith, and he sent her Red Solo cups. Anyways, I'm speculating. I have no idea. But
she obviously didn't get it.
She didn't get it. He sent her cups. What's the etiquette there? Do you send your ex kind of a gift like that? Like, hey, thanks for helping me get this back. Here's a blah. Or do you just say, hey, thanks?
Well, I think the etiquette would be, hey, why don't you like split the profits or something in selling the boat and give Jessica at least half of it back because they broke up. She gifted a $100,000 speedboat for him. And now, so not only did he get the boat and get to enjoy it for free all these years, now he's going to sell it and profit off of it. If he were, you know, I think the proper etiquette would be like at least offering half the profits from the sale.
Half the profits from the sale?
That would make sense. They're both rich people. It's like,
yeah,
it's
you're
fine.
Right. You're right. I mean, that would probably be like, you know, because he's not going to get market value for it. He's not going to get $100,000 for this boat.
No.
he's going to get, it's probably going to depreciate it at least 50%. So he's probably going to get 50 grand for it. So,
right. Which is a nice chunk of change. I think more than like plastic cups, it would be a nice gesture to send her a check for half the profits from
say,
the sale.
Hey, I was just appreciating getting this out of my, off my dock. And
yes. out of thanks. I enjoyed it for many years.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. Here's, 20 grand.
Yes. I think that would be a nice gesture.
All right.
Share in the profits of the sale of the boat she bought you.
Okay. So now this is what I want to talk about. What's the most expensive and or random thing you've had to try to get back from an ex? And did you?
Well, I can't get back $3,000 worth of laser hair removal now, can I?
You certainly cannot. But you thought that was going to be the gift that kept on giving.
I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be.
You certainly did.
Those rewards.
You certainly did.
And then we
He was like, wow, you really got this on promo? And you're like, yeah, my name's Kelly
sure
Kay.
Did.
Why not?
Yep,
you know?
Sure did. I didn't. That was all an absolute lie.
It's all good. It's all good. But you know what? He's better for that, and you are too.
He is, and his new wife, I'm sure. Well, it's not new. They've been married for a long time. I'm sure she probably enjoyed that.
Maybe. So yeah, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear some of your stories coming up on 99.7 DJX. What's the most expensive and or random thing you've had to try to get back from an ex, or you had an ex try to get back from you? Did it work? Got a message from Elisa, who said, my ex bought me a new shower head because he did not like the one in my shower when we broke up. He tried to demand it back. 10 years later, still a fantastic shower head. I love it. So does my fiance.
Listen, those filtered shower heads are heaven.
Yeah, you got to remember really to change the filter on them, though. Yeah. But yes.
Oh, sure. Just set yourself up on a little subscription like we do, so you know that's when you got to change it out. But I'll tell you what, we changed out our shower head, and it was like the force of the water, and then when you put the filter on, it's like softer. It just makes such a difference for your hair and your skin.
Vanessa said my air fryer. She said, I love that thing. Bought it during Black Friday a couple years ago, and I wasn't to let my crispy fry maker go. That's funny.
Oh, gosh, Kathy, a giant stuffed sloth I won at the state fair.
Aw.
It was ugly, but it was mine.
That's random.
Yes.
That is random.
You know what? I'm getting that sloth back.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen. You can have this. You can have the apartment. I get the sloth.
Yep. Tom, my vintage Nikes. She thought they were just shoes. Nah, they were worth more than my car payment.
Yeah, I was going to say, like for shoe heads, sneaker heads.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, those are big deals. Those are big deals. We got a lot. What did you need to try to get back from an ex? Do you have a story?
Oh, Michelle had a Roomba.
Oh,
he doesn't even clean. What does he need it for? Oh, a Roomba? That's bougie.
Is
get that back for
Yeah, I was going to say, do they work?
People that do have them love them.
Do you have a Roomba?
No, but I want one because we have like all hardwood floors and three pugs. I'm literally vacuuming every day.
I feel like your pugs would be scared of it. They'd probably bark at it.
Oh,
and then,
yeah, they 1,000%.
And then yes.
Every single time. It's not like they just bark at it once and then they get used to it. No, every time I vacuum, they're trying to attack it and barking at it and trying to give it the business.
Okay. What's the most expensive and or random thing you've ever had to get back from an ex or try to get back from one? Danielle said a Louis Vuitton crossbody bag he gave me for my birthday. Technically, yes, it was a gift, but I didn't want him giving it to the next girl. And yes, he would do that. Oh, she
so she like left it at the house?
Yes, or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Dang.
Oh, wow.
Don't want that. Olivia said petty, but it was a blender, specifically my $600 fancy smoothie making blender. Drove across town at midnight to grab it from him.
Ooh. Okay. All right.
Do what you got to do, right?
Chris, my Xbox and the controller I had modded.
Oh, like modified.
Oh, okay. Modified. I gotcha. Yeah. She tried to hold it hostage until I gave her back her cat. What?
Wow.
Even exchange.
She's like, all right, I'll give you the Xbox. You give me patches.
Wow. Okay. Sean, I needed to try and negotiate the return of my collection of Funko Pops still in the boxes. Yes, I know it's nerdy, but it's also rent money on eBay.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
I guess those Funko Pops. Are those are big ticket things?
I got you one personalized.
You're right. They are very big
for
ticket
Christmas.
Things. Very.
That's very special.
Very special. If
I see that on eBay, sir, because your name's on the box, I'm going to know there's only one of those on planet Earth.
Last one from Kevin said my kayak, which she couldn't even lift by herself, had to roll up with a buddy of mine to get it out of her garage. All right.
Well, but I get that. Yeah. Like, if you're not the kayaker in the relationship, yeah, you're going to want him to get that out of there for sure.
Lexi said, I bought him a Laker jersey, Kobe Bryant jersey. It was the official jersey that they wore on the court.
Oh.
Cost me over $600. Definitely took that when I left.
Wow. Oh, that probably hurt too, because he probably really did like that.
Man. Oh, that's funny. Catherine said, my oldest son lost his favorite shirt to an ex years ago. Still salty about it. I'll tell you, sometimes it's those shirts, you know, those items of clothing,
yep,
that you love.
Well,
that you just never get back.
She just, it still had a smell on it, and
yeah,
she just needed that to try to get over the breakup.
Maybe. All right. Aww. Hey, good stories. Thank you for that. It's 99.7 EJX.